My goodness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. I believe this is it. These verses we're about to read is where God is trying to take us. If we ever get there, we'll be in the midst of divine activities. And remember, I'm reading out the New American Standard Version. Verse 11 of the Ephesians chapter 4. The whole chapter is about the unity of the Spirit. And he gives some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a matured man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. I'm going into verse 14 now. As a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects unto him who is the head, even Christ. Verse 16. From whom the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies according to the proper working. Proper working. Of each individual part. Got to work proper, you know. Causes the growth of the body for the building of itself in love. The Bible. Now, two verses I want to read out of the King James Version. Here still in Ephesians 4. Two verses I want to read. I want to read verse 13 and verse 16. Till we all come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, we just read as a matured man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Then the 16th verse. 16th verse is very important for the church. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now, here's what we're going to talk about. Here's what I want you to hear and see and understand here this morning. Understanding how to yield to supernatural activities. My son, my elder son, preached on Wednesday night, and he gave clarity upon the difference between natural understanding and supernatural understanding. 2 points, you must be belikul sala, vishkele, bonske, prase. You must be born of God's Spirit in order to function with the Spirit of God. Supernatural understanding consists of 2 parts. Supernatural understanding. You remember what he says? The peace of God that passes all understanding. And then the Bible said, lean not on your own understanding. Supernatural understanding consists of 2 parts that I want you to have here. Submitting to a divine position. Submitting to a divine position. The second point, and so every time you have to deal with something in your life, pause long enough to submit to God's divine position about it. And then park there. Don't go nowhere else. Don't look for no other help. Just stay right there. The second part is yielding to a divine point of view. You see, when you get in the realm of the Spirit, when you get into the God kind of understanding, when you get into divine activity and supernatural activity, you're going to have to be yielding, be able to yield to God's divine point of view. See, his word in his word is his divine position and his divine point of view, but they are not on the surface. So this statement is going to help you here. You've never been where the Holy Spirit is trying to take us. We've never been there. We've never been where the Holy Spirit is trying to take us. So we have to pay close attention. And you have to always check yourself. Check your mind, check your heart, and see if you're submitted and see if you're yielding to the Spirit of God. Check yourself and see if not some old way you have learned trying to run you. Because the new usually take over the old. So the Lord is aiming to bring this territorial governing church into the position that she sets in the center of divine activities. Where God moving. How many want God to move? Where God moving in your life, God moving in your home, God moving on your job in a divine way. If you turn to Acts 19 with me a moment. Boys had tried to move in the spirit and couldn't move in the spirit, and the spirit whooped them. Even though their father was a priest, didn't make no difference. Spirit whooped them. A lot of times we're getting whipped when we shouldn't be getting whipped. A lot of times we're getting tied up in situation that we shouldn't be tied up in those situations if we only let the supernatural activities begin. If we only let the supernatural activity begin, you know, if you can do so many things in the natural that the supernatural don't even move. And a lot of time we're scripturally in the natural. Wow, God, Lord, help us, Lord. Scripturally. I have scripture, but I'm still in the natural. Because if my mind and my heart don't come into agreement and yield to the Spirit, I cannot go where God want to bring me. Are you here over here? Are you hearing me? Sometimes in church, we carry ourselves strictly out of supernatural activity. We're just at the church, but we're not in supernatural activity. It takes something to get in supernatural activity. Then Acts 19, 20. How this going to happen now? Acts 19, 20. How this going to happen? And I want my way and you want your way. And we all got our ways. So mightily grew the word of God and what? Prevail. How many want to prevail in life? You're Christian. Come on, let me see you now. Those of you who don't want one, I'll pray for you, but I won't take care of one first who want to prevail in life. Well, the word of God is going to have to grow mightily. Divine activities, supernatural activities has to start taking place for us to prevail over life and prevail in Christ. Are you listening to me? So I want you to write this down as a point of view, and I want to speak this over your life today. From this day forward, I see you carrying a spiritual prevailing position. Or living in a spiritual prevailing position. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's something, boy. Living in a spiritual prevailing position from this day forward. Pause. When things start going wrong, pause. Say, wait a minute. The man of God said to me, I'm living in a spiritual prevailing position. I believe him, so I'm going to stay right here until it starts happening. And then the Holy Ghost will come to assist you properly. I don't have to come assist you. I'm not the one coming to assist you. See, the Holy Spirit will come and assist you in that situation as you acknowledge your spiritual prevailing position. Wow. Wow. Turn to 1 Corinthians. What the Lord wants to do through you and for you is put you deep enough in the realm of the Spirit that you'll be functioning from enhancing kingdom influence. Enhancing kingdom influence. Now I'll show you what that means. If you turn to 1 Corinthians, I'll show you what that means. I'll show you what that means. Enhancing, come on, say it. Enhancing kingdom influence. Now we're left going to church here now. We're leaving going to church here now. You see what I'm saying? We're about to move into kingdom influence. See, in super, oh, but good God Almighty. In supernatural activity, there must be somebody know how to function in kingdom influence. What is that? Kingdom influence. What is that? You want to know what that is? First Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 20. That's what that is. That's right, huh? For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. May I give you a revelation on that? When you speak the word of God in the blessed assurance of knowing who you are, it turned out to be spirit and life. It turned out to be quick, powerful, and sharper than a two-edged sword. It turns out to be the sword of the Spirit coming out of your mouth from the kingdom that is on the inside of you. Enhancing kingdom influence. Got to be supernatural activity here. It got to be where the Spirit can quicken, the Spirit can breathe, the Spirit can bring us into another dimension. Beyond religion. Yeah, if you're going to be enhancing, a rhyming word is advancing. Advancing in the kingdom. Getting deep enough in the spirit realm that nothing is impossible. Look at me, children. It's really true. Nothing is impossible. But you got to work from a kingdom standard. And the kingdom standard is in the Holy Ghost. In the realm of the spirit. I even show you further. You see, there in Romans 14 now, turn. Romans 14. Romans 14. I love the word of God. Do you love the word of God? You love it more when you go to function it in the spirit as you should, and it just don't be a lot of gibberish talk. But something start happening in your life. Notice in that 17th verse of the 14th chapter of Romans what it says about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not a car and a house. It's not silver and gold. But the kingdom of God produces something that will produce cars and houses and silver and gold. The kingdom of God, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You can go anywhere you want to go. You're getting righteousness and peace and joy of the Holy Ghost. God's righteousness, God's peace, God's joy will cause every kind of manifestation you can have, every kind of demonstration in the spirit. The spirit is a righteous realm, a righteousness realm. The spirit of God is in a peace realm. The spirit of God is a joy realm. It's not meat and drink. Meat and drink just come in to take care of the physical. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Thank God for a good house. Thank God for a good car. Thank God for good things. But righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the nitty-gritty. That's where, listen to me, that's where the supernatural activity takes place. In righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You'll get so blessed you forget to die. You get so blessed, you get to move in spiritual aptitude, you forget to die. Death comes and say, you don't live here no more. You're off in the spirit. Y'all on it. You're in the spirit. I can't die now. I got something to do. I know men of God sent death back. Death came and said, no, not today. Go on with me. And he left. Then this same understanding of how to yield to the supernatural activity, how to be submitting to a divine position. See, now your mind and your heart sometimes don't want you to submit to divine position because they want their way. They want the old way. And please don't let your senses get involved. Now you got a mess. Your mind, your senses, and your heart all going AWOL. And God trying to take in the spirit. In a few moments, the Holy Ghost will hit this place. And you will have an opportunity to go somewhere you've never been. You have an opportunity. Listen to me now. Listen, you better listen to me. You're going to have an opportunity to receive something you never received before. And that block is going to move. So you pay close attention up in here this morning. And that mess in your house is going to stop. So everybody better get corrected because the one who's making the mess, that's the one the Lord's going to deal with. You know, everybody think they're right, you know. But somebody wrong. If there's a mess going on, somebody wrong. And the person who's messing with you on the job better stop. Because they're going to lose their job. So when a person gets to walk in the spirit, boy, it's dangerous to mess with a person whose heart and mind is right. Well, didn't he say, touch not my anointed? Do my prophet no harm? You better watch how you think about a real child of God. You don't have to say nothing. Just think wrong. Just help get that mind straight. Run to Philippians 4 and 8 and say, get my mind straight, Lord. I'm thinking wrong. A territorial governing church. I might need to tell you what that is because I just keep talking about it. And y'all say, well, I thought it was in. No, I'm going to tell you what it is. Let me go back and tell you what it is. Governing churches are a body that become the epic center and hub of divine activity. And then it goes on, these things I'm carrying through now, carrying a spiritual prevailing position to enhancing kingdom, influenced by exercising dominion, exercising dominion over the spirit realm. Exercising dominion over the spirit realm. Exercising authority over the spirit realm. Let's go where God, you think the Bible know what the church is more than a group or committee? How many think God would know more about what the church is? Than some ideals that came through tradition, that came through religion. And boy, all I can say is we've been messing around with smoke. We've been so far from the fire, just, and smoke just choking. Smoke don't cook nothing. Just get all in your clothes, all in your hair, you know, smoke. And God want to bring us into the fire. Turn to Matthew 16. What kind of church? What is Kenelabashata? What about the church? What? How do we exercise authority over the spiritual realm? How do we police down here in Dow Road, in Ascension Parish, and in the state of Louisiana, how do we police the heavenlies and make sure demons are getting their right place under our feet? All of us are supposed to be a police in authority. In the spirit realm, we got the natural cops. They take care of the natural, you know. We don't shoot bullets. We shoot words that are loaded with power. Half of y'all didn't even get the message. Half of y'all didn't even hear that. My word, death and life are in the power of my tongue. So you want me saying the right thing? Because I'll stop you. Especially them demon power. And so don't get too familiar with no demon, because you have to go down with the demon. Got too many amen there. Supernatural activity. We're talking about supernatural activity. We're talking about we meet here together. He said, wherever one or two are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. Man, look how many folks we got up in here, people we got up here. Man, God ought to be stirred up in here. God want to get loose up in here. Got enough of his children here for him to do something out of the ordinary. It's okay, God. Go ahead. To do something out of the ordinary. I receive. Man, oh man. So we're coming to the point where we understand how to yield to supernatural activity, where God can do what he wanted to do. Turn to Matthew 16. I love it. This is go by the B-I-B-L-E. My goodness, is he in here? We're talking about exercising dominion, right? Exercising authority. Exercising over the spirit realm. See, the spirit realm supposed to run the natural realm. But when natural come up against natural, everything is natural. You have to overrule your flesh. Overrule demon power. You see what I'm saying now? You have the authority to overrule the devil. You are the extension of Jesus' ministry, the church. The church was supposed to pick up where Jesus left off. That's why you got so much action in the book of Acts. They're moving in the spirit. They're functioning in the spirit. They're functioning in the supernatural. They're not acting like natural people just coming to church building. There are people who are receptive to the Holy Ghost doing something out of the ordinary. Always ready, always caught for God to do something supernatural, something divine to move through me, to cause something out of the ordinary to happen that couldn't happen unless I was there. Normal church is over. We have to come here with inspired expectation. We come here to meet the living God, not a dead God, a living Christ, not a dead Christ, a living Holy Ghost, not a dead Holy Ghost, a powerful Holy Ghost, not a powerless Holy Ghost. What you expect to receive when you come here this morning? Nobody knows. Nobody knows what you can receive here this morning. Not in the natural. But God's Spirit can do so much for you in a few seconds. It was said in the old church, he made you and he know all about you. Y'all remember that? How many of y'all remember that? Any good Baptist ought to know that. You wasn't even a good Baptist if you don't know that. How you going to move in the Spirit and you wasn't a good Baptist yet? In Matthew 16, now, we must understand it. Don't forget I told you this. Supernatural activities, which is normal for the church, which is we've been so far behind, comes, you listening?
Yes, sir.
You better get this, because the Holy Spirit is in charge of all supernatural activity. So supernatural activities comes by revelation. Yeah. See, the revelation, you got to have a revelation, because you got to know what way to turn. Yes, and you got to know how long to stay that way.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Come on now, somebody talk to me. Somebody, see, it comes by revelation. So if you're on the outside of revelation, You're on the outside of the divine. You're on the outside of the supernatural. Yet you have scripture. All the supernatural is God revealing himself. The cry of the Father this morning, the cry of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, the cry of the Holy Spirit this morning is just let me reveal myself. Just let me do it for you. Just let me take over. Let me have it for a second. You know the Bible said, cast all your cares on him? It's all the Lord said, this is what I'm saying. Let me have it for a second. You've been had it for 14 years. Let me have it for a second. See, it's by revelation. You cannot be guessing. See, a lot of people are guessing about God. They're guessing about Jesus. I don't know what he do this or what he do that. He'll do exactly what he said he would do. Watch this. Now, watch this. And I brought you here to show you this how you exercise authority and dominion in the spirit realm. Hear Jesus give a revelation in Matthew 16, and I want to read these three voices to you. You know, I'm not going to go through all of it. People have been guessing. Up further in the chapter, they're just guessing. We can't, at Word of Life Christian Center, we're not going to be guessing. Just like I wouldn't want Doc to be operating on me guessing. And I wouldn't want to go in that courtroom with them lawyers up in here, and they up there talking about, well, I guess we're going to make it. I want somebody with some confidence who know what they're doing and give me their best. Then God got to take it over. You know, the lawyer know he's not God. Doc know he's not God. But at least I want their best. You follow what I'm saying? So here's God's best. Yeah, God come with his best. Now, if you get this, you're going to be the living God's best. How many of y'all want to live in God's best? All right, now, watch what he says to us here now. Watch what he says to us. In the 17th verse, Jesus answered. Well, let's go back to the 16th verse. Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's a mouthful. You the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. Now, look at 17th verse. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee. See, the word reveal that. But my Father which is in heaven. So Word of Life, look at me here. We need a revelation every time we come here. Anytime, Nita, anytime you're going to move in the spirit realm, you got to have a revelation. Now, I'm not talking about having a reading. See, a lot of times we think a reading is a revelation. No, it's something that the Holy Spirit have breathed upon and have shown you something you couldn't see. That's called a revelation. That's called a something by myself. I can't think of it. It is also, I want you to hear me well, it's also something you can't do without faith. That's why the revelation and faith comes at the same time. The same vehicle that's carrying the revelation is the same vehicle that is carrying the faith. You have to be able to move in the supernatural and do not be concerned about what's going to happen in the natural. Because the supernatural runs the natural. Now, when you're moving in the natural, you're under. Because the natural cannot move the supernatural. But when you're walking by faith, or when you're acting by faith, when you're releasing faith because you have a revelation, you don't see no changes in the natural. Let me pop you with this before I go any further. Let me pop you with this so I can bring a culture of honor in this church. Peter should have never got out the boat. Peter was out of order walking on water. Peter had picked up a personal agenda and forgot the group assignment. When he began to sink, God put him back to his original assignment. Get your tail back in that boat. I told y'all go across here in that boat. I ain't told none of y'all walk on water. I'm walking on the water. You came out, you left your fellow man. Y'all was supposed to, talking about the church now. I'm talking about Word of Life. You want to do your own thing. I had men left here to go preach that the Lord didn't tell them go yet. They got out of the boat. That's why they're sinking. Now they're too proud to tell go to sinking. They need to come back and get in the boat. See, when you're out of order, you can walk on water a while. So the Lord returned him to his original assignment. The Lord said, let's go to the other side. You don't leave a church. You don't be a member of a church and go do your own thing. You're supposed to work with the group. Peter wanted to start his own ministry without Jesus' instruction. But Peter had enough sense to get back in the boat. I thought I'd pause and tell you a little bit there. You need to know. He had the sink. He was out of the divine will of God. And God had to tell him, come on, because he asked God, if thou art the Christ, yeah, I'm the Christ, come on. I ain't saying you're right, but come on, I'm him. I don't think you can't miss now. This Sam Peter here is in Revelation. But another time, the Lord has said to Peter, he got in the flesh, get behind me, Satan. See, you can be in and out. That's why you need fellowship. So you push next to you can tell you, you're out now, you're out of order now. We're to check one another, protect one another, love one another, not cut one another down. Say, look, girl, I ain't right. Don't do that. You know pastor ain't taught you that. Come on. I had a woman some years ago, I was training her, she wanted to get married. She got discouraged and went. She said, I'm going to me a ballroom, find me a man. Boy, I was so hot. All that time, I don't know, ways on that girl. She said, I got to go out and find me somebody. You can't find nobody in a ballroom. You're going to find a hitman in the ballroom. Hit and leave. We're trying to get somebody to tell death do us part. I'm trying to get you hooked up, baby. You want somebody that just won't pass through. Verse 18. I'm still in Matthew 16, verse 18. I'm preaching deeper than you hearing. Verse 18. Don't get in a hurry. And I say unto thee, Peter, now Peter on target now, unto thee, that thou art Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church. Watch what it says. What it says at the end, Claire? Say it again. That's powerful, man. By revelation. Now, just reading that is not powerful. But by revelation, no matter what opposition you face in life, and no matter how low it seemed that you have gone, you still know as a child of God, this thing can't prevail against me. As long as I cling to Jesus. Huh? And sometimes, you know, our faith is tested. Count it all joy when you fall in various trials, tests, and temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So sometimes you're going to go through something. Nobody in here is going to be free of challenges. But I can promise you, look at me, you shall prevail. Wow. Wow. Isn't that good, boy? Woo, isn't that good news? Yes. That good news? Yes. Clap your hand at that good news. You shall prevail. I don't know what you're going through right now, but you listen at the word that's coming out of the mouth of your man of God. There's no way for you to lose. There's no way for you to go under. He's going to correct you. There's some things you need to correct in your life, something you're doing that is not aligned with the kingdom. He'll tell you. And he'll tell you that and forgive you and then cause you to win. That's just a good God we serve, right? Now, he's full of grace and full of mercy. And I'm glad. I need all of it. Do you need it? I need grace. Come on, say it.
I need grace.
And I need God's mercy.
I need God's mercy.
Every day.
Every day.
In my life.
In my life.
So God has placed you in an unfailing position. Prevail mean I can't fail. In Christ, I am in a prevailing position. No matter what come up, no matter how many demons involved, no matter how many people involved, I still prevail as long as I keep my place in Christ. Wife get crazy and say, I don't want you no more. Husband get crazy and say, he won't do this, do that. You still prevail. And if they stay away too long, God got a good man for you. Just take the man and go on about your business. Sometimes sin blind a woman of a good husband. Sometimes sin blind a man of a good wife. Just get in sin and get blinded. And if they don't mess around and open their eyes too late, somebody got her. And I'm sure going to marry her. I'm going to tell you, you act a fool long enough. She come to me and you bring a good man. I'm say, yeah, all right. Till death do your part. I'm tell you right now. Don't act up on you. I'm tell you right now. You mess around and leave that woman, and that woman stays around you and praying and praying and praying. And a man come up. And I'm not calling you to get permission to marry her. In the 19th verse now. In the 19th verse. Now, I want you to think two thoughts with me now. Come on now. Look at me first. I want to think two thoughts. Two thoughts. Two thoughts. Think about this. I want you to think about this. I want to think about it and let the Holy Spirit breathe on it. What you about to see. Are y'all here? You are authorized at any given moment to unlock heaven. You also have the ability with the same key to lock up hell. And when I receive a revelation, I use the revelation as I receive it. Say, for instance, next week something break loose on you and act like it don't act right. Act like you go in your purse. Act like you go in your pocket, get a key, and say, I'll lock you the hell up. And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will take that and lock that thing up. Because you're locking hell up.
Yeah.
Look at the scriptures. Look what the word of God says. And I will give, verse 8, 19, don't miss this. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Amen.
That's them keys. That's some keys. Who got some keys? Shake some keys at me. Get some keys out your pocket. Get them keys. Some of y'all got all kinds of stuff on them keys. Shake them at me. Shake them keys at me. There you go. There you go, man. That's what you're doing. Look at them keys. Ooh, look at the keys. Yeah, see? See, now, think spiritual.
Yes,
see, think spiritual. You go out there, that car got to do exactly what you tell it to do. That house, when I get to my house, it got to do exactly what I tell it to do. I open it up. The same way in the spirit world. Come on, children. The same. Get the keys out, Jerry. What you doing?
You gotta hurry, you gotta have your key where you can get them, God. These keys is authorized me to live in supernatural activity. Come on, talk to me. These keys I'm authorized to unlock. When the devil messes with me, I'm authorized to unlock some supernatural activity. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? All right, that's good. You know what God is trying to say to us. Faith unlock heaven. Love unlock heaven. Show your challenge. Show you've been through some things. You're still here, right? You're still standing? Who you think got you standing yet? When the devil try to knock you and never let you get up again. God got you standing. That's who got you standing. Now, remember, be seated. Remember what we're talking about. Okay, you can't forget your subject. Understanding, I said understanding is twofold. Submitting to a divine position. See, divine activities cannot function unless you get in a divine position. The Spirit of God, the Word of God, the revelation of God, as you are hearing and listening, place you in a divine position. All right? Now, you got to submit to it. Because your head's going to give you a problem. And probably your neighbor. If they're not going to the right church, they're going to be telling you all kinds of stuff. You know, you don't believe all that, do you? That's what they tell you. You don't believe all that. Yeah, I believe it all. Boy, and the minute you're here already, don't let one or two things work for you. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? You know what I'm talking about too, don't you? Yeah, these men have had, you know too. That's three men right there. They all know it works. So it's no sense you're talking to them. Nothing else. They believe everything pastor say. Because you know I'm aiming to tell them the right thing. I'm not, and they've had experience. So they're not subject to a man with an argument. He was a former drug addict. Now he's a businessman. Matter of fact, he's my tailor. His wife can tell you what she went through, and she's so happy now. I know the word work, man. The man just set you under the wood, set you under the wood, and finally he got a key. Locked hell up, opened up heaven, and changed his whole life. I know the word work. That's right. That's right, the word worked. So what we are talking about here is exercising authority over and in the spirit realm. God give us that right to exercise authority over and in the spirit realm. You must remember, if you're going to have supernatural activity to go forward in your life, you have to remember that you're authorized to live beyond normal. By the spirit realm. Are you following me? Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
See, this is not just an emotional thing. This is not just we had good church. There are some things you're going to need Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday. And now you'll be ready. So notice that he said, I give you the key.
Yes.
I'm trying to get to the next verse, but hallelujah, I'm going to read this one again. I think the Holy Spirit is telling me. He want to emphasize this. This verse have been in the Bible, but it got to be exercised. And I will give, now when he says, and I will give, that's present talk.
Yes.
But now is in present tense.
Yes.
Glory to God.
It's no longer I will. I have.
That's right.
You a Christian? You have the keys whether you're using them or not. I pray that every man, every woman under the sound of my voice, here and hundreds out there by internet, that you make your mind up today, I'm going to use these keys.
Yes, sir. I agree.
You use them by faith. You take your scripture, open the door on the scripture, get in the scripture, turn the engine on, with the key, and you're gone. Because the keys are hidden in the word. When the word open up, a key fall out. Talk to me, somebody here. I'm going to leave y'all over here. I'm going to go back over here. When the word open up, when a revelation come, keys fall out. Watch it. The Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. Keys. The no-want keys fell out. Keys that can open every blessing that exists in the world. The Lord is my shepherd. The keys fell out. The Lord is my shepherd. I should not want. The keys fell out to open everything my heart desires.
Yes, sir.
You know what? You know what? It will not be my fault if you don't make it.
That's right.
You want to cuss somebody, cuss yourself. Because if you got a spirit, and I believe you have a spirit, God is bringing you into the action of supernatural activities. He is giving you the keys to open up supernatural doors and supernatural activities in your life. And you must know, in order to function here, you must operate in faith. Without faith, he that cometh to God, and what else? Of who? That what? Seek him. I got a key. You got a key. All God's children got a key. I got a question. I won't go further, but I got a question. I got a question. Do somebody in here have something they want to unlock? I just got a question. I just got a question. Do you believe that the key that Jesus gives to you can unlock that thing? Well, let me say this to you then. You have it made. If you believe that, it is true. And if you got ears to hear and a heart to move on what you heard. With that knowledge, here's what the Lord said to me right now on the spot. With that knowledge, whatever try to keep you down or whoop you, it will take eternity. Y'all need to sit down and write that down because that's from the Holy Ghost. So you can remember that. Whatever that is trying to whoop you or keep you down, meaning that it can't, it will take eternity for something to keep you down. Wow. Did I finish reading that verse? You read the whole verse in Matthew 16? I won't go to something else. You almost say, I don't care what you read, I'm getting blessed. Yeah, I read it. I read the whole verse. Now, lest we talked about carrying a spiritual prevailing position, enhancing kingdom influence, exercising authority over the spirit realm, right? We're talking about understanding how to yield to the supernatural activities. And we talked about submitting to a divine position. That's what understanding means. Under means submitting. You got to cover it to a divine position. And then standing is yielding to a divine point of view. In other words, always let God have the first and the last word. You with me? Now, let's talk about this business of keeping the heaven open. I love this when God first revealed this to me. Because when the heaven open, a divine transaction start taking place. Keeping the heaven open. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 3 again. Matthew chapter 3. See, there's no such thing as divine activity with a closed heaven. Somebody among us got to know how to get heaven open. Are you hearing me? In Matthew 3:16, when a believer knows how to get heaven open, it begins a divine transaction that eyes can't see. It says here, when the Lord Jesus went to be baptized, he didn't need to be baptized, but for righteousness' sake, the baptizer didn't want to even baptize him. But he told him, I need to do this. I'm setting a pattern. But I believe that it wasn't just Jesus going down into the water he wanted them to see. He wanted them to see what this relationship and what this fellowship can cause to happen. What righteousness can cause to happen? Righteousness is a powerful spiritual force. That's why you won't stay sanctified. That's why you won't stay holy. Or you can go out there and have some pledges of sin for a season, but you won't have the righteous force that you could have if you keep yourself. There's no way I can walk in the spirit like I'm walking if I was an ungodly man. Now, you have seen some people you thought was walking in the spirit like me, but you were thinking. Because they was preaching good, nice, and rhyming, sweating, and stuff like that. That don't mean you're walking in the spirit. You know who knows if you're walking in the spirit? The Lord and who else? Your wife or your husband. You don't have a woman saying, you know that man lying. That dirty rascal, yeah, like he's so holy up in here. You know how he gonna act when he get home. Slamming doors, raising hell. They do that, you know. So I don't think Jesus just want us, because I think some of us just saw the water. Some of us as Christians, we just saw the water at baptism. And I think the Lord wanted to see more than the water. If you're going to operate in supernatural activity, the water is not going to help you at all. Talking about, I've been baptized. Something more got to happen to you than just going in water. Now, I think some of these people, the way they act, not yet now, I mean foreign people, you know. The old preacher say you went in as a dry devil and you come out as a wet devil. couldn't get him act right, you know. Rev couldn't get him act right. Say it's a wet devil, boy. It's a wet devil. But more happened. Look. Now you see him submitting to the baptism in the 14th verse, 15th verse, and the 16th verse. Now I want you to see this. I want the Holy Spirit to show you this. And Jesus, everybody saying Jesus. All right, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. But now, well, look what happened now. Look what happened now. And lo, now you got a personal pronoun in here. The heaven were open unto him. Is it possible, my brother and my sister, for you and I to get that heaven open for us?
Yes, it is.
What a privilege. It's sure better than a religious biscuit. It's sure better than a bonnie hop. Man, I got the ability, if something going on with me, heaven open up. Heaven, you know what heaven opened up? That's Leroy. Hold up your demon. That's my servant. That's someone who want to live right for me. Hold up here. You can't go no further with this. People make fun at church, and they make fun of us as Christians. They got a right to make fun at some of us because we don't let God be God in our lives. We're so busy struggling trying to do it ourselves. Feel the Holy Ghost coming on me right now. You need to get this mess out of your life and get this mess off of you. You're a child of the living God. You got blood on you. You got a right to be winning. You got the right to enjoy life. I'm going through all this hell all the time. You got a right to be enjoying life. Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. And don't say anybody looking at the clock today because I ain't paying no mind. There's no clock day. I'll see where you're at now. I'm going to see how much a Christian you are. Because I know you're going home and you don't have nothing to eat. I know you're broke and you can't buy nothing to eat. And I know you got to go down and stand with, to the governor wagon and come along. I know that. But that's we'll make it after a while. Didn't you sow once already? You sow again, huh? Y'all pretty girls do. Amen. Yeah, but a boy better be ready to go there because that daddy there. You better be right. You go to that house, boy. Talk about how you doing, sir? How I'm doing? Come on up in here. I'm going to show you how I'm doing. Well, I'm trying to show you something. I'm trying to tell you something. Verse 16, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God. Wait a minute now. Can I go to Revelation with you now? Yes, sir. He saw it. He saw the Holy Ghost. I've seen the Holy Ghost in moving. Leroy Jr., how old was he, Carolyn? 3 years old, going on four. We out at Disney World, the parade passing. And Leroy said he saw the Holy Ghost. Saw Jesus and the Holy Ghost. So I asked him how Jesus looked. And he said he had sandals on, a long white robe. I said, okay, a long robe. I said, okay. I said, I'm going to get him now. I said, Leroy, how the Holy Ghost look? What did he say? He just, what the Holy Ghost have on? What did he say? Nothing. He's just bright and pretty. 3 years old. Tied me up. I couldn't do nothing with it after he told me that, you know. I was going to call him out, but I got called out. The innocence of his spirit, he saw that. Now, all this stuff going on, you know, Mickey Mouse and all them, and this boy here see the Holy Ghost. Not only he saw the Spirit of God descending. See, descending. You want him to come descend on you. I'll close in a minute. But the Spirit of God descending, because I got another thing I want to show you. Like a dove. Now, look at the next part of it. Look at the next part of it. And lighten upon him. Oh, y'all cheating me now. I've showed you something. See, these transactions, heaven open. He see the Holy Spirit, but he don't only see the Holy Spirit. He see the Holy Spirit. That's it there. Once the Holy Spirit get on you, that's it. You're in power. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So now I'm ready to preach the gospel to the poor. Poor girl, when the Spirit of the Lord come up on you, you're ready to preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. When the Spirit of the Lord come upon you. When the Spirit of the Lord come upon you, supernatural activities began. Recovering of sight to the blind. Heal them that are bruised. I'm out of body. I'm out of mind. I'm in the Spirit. The glory has come. Divine help has come in my presence. I'm not operating as a man at this time. I'm operating in the Spirit of the living God. Every child of God has that privilege. When divine activities are at play, the heaven open, the Holy Ghost descend, and then, and lo, verse 17, a voice from heaven talking about me, saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Yeah, you him. What do you think will happen? I'm closing. What do you think will happen? You a child of God. Don't let Satan tell you about your past mistake. Come on. Your past mistake ain't got nothing to do with today. Right. I'm a free woman today. I'm a free man today. Now, I'm here at the house of God. God getting on me right now, devil. You a lie. Yeah, I slipped last time, but I ain't slipping no more. See, he tried to condemn us, but we walk by faith and not by sight. We're led by the Spirit, not by the devil.
That's right.
You're divine, children. You're a divine being. Because you're born of the Spirit of God, you're a divine being. You have divine rights. You can operate in a divine realm. You're not a regular Joe Blow. You're not a regular 8-4. No, you're a spirit being. Let the man of God talk to you. You're a spirit being. You don't have to sell for things that not working right. You don't have to look to the world. You look to Christ, Jesus in you, the hope of glory. Not only in the other life, but in this life. God wants you to have the best. You hear what I said? Say it to yourself, God wants me to have the best.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your hand, give God praise. Give him praise for what you heard. Thank you, Lord. Rabba shata kalili basha. Ooh, hallelujah. I didn't get full, boy, but I sure enjoyed the part I got. Halalaba shata la la ta ya 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 ya. Ooh, rabba rasa kasara yeshi kanala yokota. Ooh, rabba, I can't hear y'all. Everybody receive what they need right now. While we got this spiritual atmosphere going. Halala, be healed. Be blessed. Be free. Be delivered. Hata for any behavior that is holding you, and you know you want to break that behavior. Your belief break your behavior. Halalaba shata ya 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 ya. You God's child. Halalaba basata. You love. God love you. And then hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Elele basata ta ta ta. Just a moment. Come on now. Halalabashata. Don't be in too much of a hurry to get back in that car God gave you. Halalabasha. Ya, 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 ya. Oh, rababa, ba, 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 ba Now, listen. You know why I don't call you to the altar every Sunday to be prayed for? Because I don't want to make you a baby. Only when the Spirit leads me, I'll call you. I pray for you every day. You know how I pray for you? I say, Lord, every member of Word of Life Christian Center, I'm covering them right now, and I pray in tongue, and sometimes he call a name out to me, and I take that up. I pastor this church supernaturally through the gifts of the Spirit. A lot of time I know things. A lot of time I know you're going through things through the gifts of the Spirit, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning the Spirit. I don't need to call you. A lot of time a name pop up. I take it. I say, all right, Lord, whatever's not right, I curse it. Whatever you need, I want you to bless it. That's why this church is at peace. You know you come here, it's peaceful. Because you're not going to have no mess here. Because the Spirit of God is in this place. And I want every person here to know that God loves you. And that God is not looking at your fault. He's looking at your need. And he can meet your need. If you're here this morning and you never accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to come stand with me right now. If you don't have a church home, I want you to come stand.